M.com. Every moment of exciting Hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey's Soft Water, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Dry.
Now, let's go courtside for live coverage of high school basketball with Steve Boyle and Brian Haynes.
Good evening and welcome to tonight's presentation of high school basketball. Tonight's matchup pits the Jackson Vikings against the Chelsea Bulldogs. This is not Steve Boyle and Brian Haynes. This is actually Connor Dockery alongside Mark W. Daly here on WKHM. Thanks for joining us tonight. And Mark W. Daly, we're accustomed to calling some football together, but this is our first time this season calling some hoops.
Calling some basketball tonight, and this is fun. I love Friday night in the gym. It's where the community comes together, none other than here at Jackson High School. School, home of the Vikings, and it's just a lot of fun. You get that sense of excitement. You've got both teams warming up right now, 0-0 up on the scoreboard, and just can't wait to see how this thing's going to end up tonight. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I think this is going to be a pretty good matchup, I think, between these two teams. The Jackson Vikings coming in with a 6-7 overall record, Chelsea Bulldogs 8-5 overall record, but so far in league play, Jackson with a 2-1 record, Chelsea with a 1-2 record. So early on, both these teams really trying to establish themselves in their league schedule, and I think this is going to be a pretty good matchup tonight. Both these teams have some pretty in common matchups. They have both beaten Pinckney and lost to Adrian in their league games so far. So kind of some similarities right there. They're both somewhere in between those two teams, I believe.
The SEC White feels like it takes a while to get to their conference play portion of their schedule, right? So we only have three games in conference. You don't really have a full feel for where the separation is going to be just yet. So, yeah. Chelsea, I mean, come on. This is a team that since Andrea Cabana has taken it over, they've been state contenders. A little bit down, it feels like, this year, but it just so early on in that conference part of their schedule. You just don't really have a feel for where these two teams are going to land.
Yeah, and I think this will be a good game to see kind of some of those early season standings, some of the shuffle there in that Southeastern Conference. Still very early, still a lot of games to go in the league schedule. Pretty much most of the rest of the schedule is going to be taken up by those league games. But Jackson Vikings actually started the season pretty well, 4-2. Ended up going on a four-game losing streak. Kind of put them below 500 a little bit. Going back to 500, they went on a short two-game winning streak, and then they ended up losing their last game 74-48 against Waverly on Monday. So a bit of a rough one in that one, but that was a non-league game, so of course didn't count against their league standings. But
right. Well, they're used to playing a lot of those teams up in the Lansing area. They were in that conference for a long, long time. But, you know, after you have a loss like that, it's hard to find the spring back in your step.
I'd be
really curious to know what Coach Milton Barnes did this past few days to kind of put that type of a loss behind them and get ready for conference play.
Yeah, just trying to find a way to bounce back. Of course, not easy when you get blown out like that. But, hey, they've been on their losing streaks this season, and they've been on their winning streaks as well. So they're trying to get back, get another winning streak started. I think this would give them a big-time boost in this one against Chelsea if they're able to play well against this Chelsea team. On the schedule so far for Jackson, their best win probably was a 56-50 win against Lansing Catholic back on December 3rd. And as I mentioned, 2-1 in league play. They beat Pinckney, and Ypsilanti Community lost to Adrian. So Jackson Vikings, at least they have their sights set on potentially having another winning season. They went 13-10 last year, trying to have their third winning season in a row, trying to keep those winning ways.
Well, with it being so early in the conference schedule, there's still those goals. Every team has those goals ahead of them, right? Win the conference, get decent seeding in the tournament, and then make a deep run. So everything that Jackson wants to accomplish, I mean, it's right there. It's right there in front of them. They just have to take from this point of the season on, take a hold of it, and make it happen.
We're going to step aside for a couple of moments, and then when we come back, we're going to chat a little bit more depth about the Chelsea Bulldogs, the other side of the hardwood that we will be discussing this evening between the Jackson Vikings and the Chelsea Bulldogs. That's coming up here in 2 minutes on WKHM.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
The way we use our homes is changing, and your local Carrier experts are here to improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier.
Blamers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson County's premier Carrier dealer on Lansing Ave. For services like preventative maintenance, new installations, or replacements, give them a call at 517-787-6984 or visit them online at blamersheating.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Blamers!
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
A couple minutes away from tip-off, and early tip-off here between Jackson and Chelsea. The JV game definitely flew by here in this gym. Didn't look good for Jackson in that game, but, you know, JV varsity could be a big differential between that. So Jackson, of course, hoping for a better effort than
the varsity side. The varsity squad takes the talent. You take the talent up, and you see they've got a couple sophomores on their varsity squad here, which, I mean, we talked a little bit about their record earlier and their schedule, and that might be a testament to it. They got a lot of youth on this team. With that said, that has to mean the future's bright for this Jackson Viking basketball squad, having one senior,
yeah,
couple freshmen,
yeah. So that definitely shows you that they have a good chance to really, you know, take a step forward, you know, get some good development in this season, and then, you know, potentially next season, the year after that, this team should be hopefully a top tier team if some of those guys can really develop into some nice players. As Chelsea Bulldogs, other side of the hardwood this evening, 8-5 overall. Been really streaky for this Chelsea team. They started out with an impressive 63-36 win over Michigan Center, ended up losing three in a row. They then bounced back with a five-game winning streak, lost two, and then now have won two. Some up and down, just trying to stay a little bit more on the winning side of things as opposed to, you know, going on those long losing streaks to offset those winning streaks, as I should say, as so far this year, best wins on their season, that win against Michigan Center. They also picked up a big win, 53-51, against the tough River Rouge team. They, I mentioned, started off 1-2 in league play. They've beaten Pinckney and lost to Adrian, just like Jackson did. They also lost to Tecumseh, a very good Tecumseh team at the top of the conference so far. coming in on the heels of a non-league matchup, 49-45 win at Lincoln on Wednesday. I believe that was rescheduled from Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken. Regardless, it was second win in a row, of course. Got to get those wins, even if they're non-conference.
Well, in 2022, Andrea Cabana kind of shocked our little neck of the woods when she decided after 6 years and taking the Grass Lake girls team, making them a state competitor for 6 years. She shocked the world by saying, all right, I'm going to go take this head coaching job and head coach the boys team at Chelsea. You know, we got to eventually get to the point where we're not talking about a woman being the head coach of a boys' team, right? But at this point, it's a little unorthodox. She's had success there. They're what, a 20-plus win team last year?
Last two years.
So maybe the program's a little bit down this year, but then again, with the leadership basketball knowledge that Andrea Cabana has, I mean, this Chelsea's never going to be a cakewalk for anybody. They're always going to be a hard team to beat on the hardwood.
Yeah, this Chelsea team definitely no slouch. You don't want to sleep on them despite their record. Again, being a little bit down from last year, get the combined 42-13 record the last 2 years, and they have postseason success to go along with that. Some of these teams, you know, can have nice regular season records, and they fizzle out early in the playoffs, districts, if not right in the beginning of regionals, but not this team. Ended up going to the state quarterfinals in 2023 and the semifinals last year. Made Final Four last year. Very impressive. So, and in that stretch as well last year, ended up winning both matchups over Jackson, 60-43 and 63-50. So Jackson, of course, trying to bounce back against this Chelsea squad. Chelsea trying to continue that recent success that they've had against the Jackson Vikings. So, I think it's going to have a pretty good matchup tonight. I think Chelsea, for Jackson, I should say, they need to come out with good energy, really need to play to their strengths, move the ball well, play good defense, and they should have a pretty good chance in this one, I believe.
Oh, yeah, totally agree. Looks like they're lining up for the anthem.
Yeah, so that'll do it for the pregame show here on WKHM. So we're going to step aside. When we come back, we'll have starting lineups and tip-off for you in 3 minutes. You've got High School Hoops on WKHM.
Avenue Auto has moved. Still located on West Michigan Avenue, you can find Avenue Auto across the street from their previous location on the curve, where there's more room, more vehicles, and more deals. Avenue Auto is still the pathway to Jackson's top pre-owned vehicles, featuring vehicles ranging from $5,000 to $20,000. No money for a down payment? Inquire about their zero down program. Avenue Auto, family owned, treating you well for 30 years. Located in their new lot on West Michigan Avenue, across from their previous location on the curve.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter could be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company. Inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Live here from Jay High for Friday Night Hoops. Jackson Vikings taking on the Chelsea Bulldogs. Connor Dockery alongside Mark W. Daly now underway. They got the tip going a little bit early, but here we go. As the tip was won by Chelsea, but the ball went straight out of bounds. So Jackson with the first possession here. Currently moving the ball around the perimeter. Ramirez now into the near corner for Moore. Pump fake steps in for a mid-range two. Couldn't get the shooter's touch. Rebound tapped out to Ramirez, and the Vikings have another try right here. Step back at the free throw line, doesn't pull it. Now on the left wing, mid-range jump shot, too strong, put back, no, and that's going to be rebounded by Buck Allen.
Already seeing Chelsea, they're the team that's going to be crashing the boards down low.
Oh, we got a block on the other end by Berkeley Drummond. Getting some, a little bit of contact there underneath the basket, but didn't get the whistle there, so nice defensive play by Drummond. Chelsea inbounding on the left side of the basket. No score yet. About 45 seconds into this first quarter. Inbounded to the top for Buck Allen. He's going up against Drummond at the top of the key. Crosses over left, then to the right, back to the left. Handoff here for Drew Blanton. Dribbles to the right elbow. Handoff outside to three, unlisted on our roster. Now a three-pointer on the left wing. That's off the mark. And the ball will be last tipped out of bounds by Jackson.
Looked like it was number five. I had it, got a hand on it and just kind of lost the handle.
Couldn't corral that rebound. Chelsea another try right here, driving through the lane for Allen. And he nearly has it lost. He's able to collect it on the left elbow. Now back into the corner, driving through to the lane into the opposite corner. Chelsea really moving the ball well. Very patient so far in their first trip down the floor. Three-pointer straightaways off the mark by Allen.
Kind of a deep three. I was kind of surprised he took that one when they were being as patient as they were moving the ball around.
Yeah, kind of felt like they had to shoot it there.
Not a great shot selection.
Jackson here through the lane for Marion Moore. Now back around to the perimeter for Drummond at the top of the key. Straightaway three, short, and it's out of bounds.
Barely just nicked a little bit of the rim before it finds its way into Chelsea's hands.
No score yet. We're about 2 minutes into this first quarter. Very defensive matchup so far. Chelsea in their road navy uniforms with white numbers trimmed in gold. A very Grass Lake look to them as we got a three-pointer in on the right wing from Drew Blanton.
Just drained that one. Kind of a little step back, and he nailed it.
Dish off to the near side corner for Jaden Ramirez. Jackson going from left to right on your radio dial in this first half of play. Now moving it to the far side wing, top of the key for Ross. Kick it back outside to Drummond. Jab step through the lane, picks up the dribble. Now on the baseline for Ross. Ross goes back to the perimeter near half court for Ramirez. To the top of the key now for the handoff for Moore. Stops now on the left wing for Ross. Back to the top for Drummond. Pump fake. Pulls it back out to the perimeter. Now on the right wing for Moore. And up top for Ramirez. Jackson very patient as well on this possession.
Jackson's...
Ross mid-range, no.
Yeah, sorry about that. Jackson was trying to post up, but, I mean, they're just a battle of the big men down low right now. Very physical underneath the hoop.
Chelsea on the other end. Quick swing pass to the near side corner and the trap. Jackson trying to strip that away, and it's going to be out of bounds, it looks like.
Stepped on the line. He had surrounded by a couple of blue jerseys right there. Just got trapped, and he couldn't do anything with it.
3-0 only for Chelsea over Jackson. About over 3 minutes into the first quarter of play. Jackson wearing their home white uniforms, black numbers trimmed in orange. Ramirez at the top of the key, now on the right for Ross in the near side corner. Ramirez drives on the baseline. He's going to be bumped on that drive by Drew Blanton, it looks like. First team foul on the Bulldogs.
Physical defense, but if you're going to make that kind of contact, your feet need to be set.
Inbound on the right side of the basket for Moore, lobbing it near half court for Ramirez. Pass fake right now for Berkeley Drummond on the right wing. Goes down low for Ross on the right baseline, outside for Moore. Takes the screen, now on the right elbow for Ross. He's trapped down low, back outside, three-pointer Moore. That's left short. Rebound loose, it's tipped to Chelsea.
Ross had an opportunity there. His defender fell down. He should have gone right to the hoop.
Chelsea back up top. Leading only 3-0. Layup through the lane. Too strong for Blanton. Vikings the other way with Drummond at the top of the key. Now on the left for Moore. Stopped at the left elbow. Back to the far corner for Ross and outside for Ramirez. Swinging the ball around. Top of the key for Ramirez. Steps in for a long two. Jump shot is off. Rebound for Allen. Pushing the pace.
Yeah, he came in out of nowhere. Just sky high to grab that board.
Yeah, Jackson been very aggressive on the boards already. Trying to get some offensive rebounds as a near side corner three in by Allen. It's a 6-0 Chelsea lead.
Found himself down there in the corner, not contested. Let it fly, and it was just kind of clicked the rim. Almost nothing but net.
Been pretty good defense so far for Jackson, but just they haven't been able to get their offense going.
Wyatt Matusik getting ready to check in for Chelsea.
On the right wing for Trey Pierce, back outside for Moore. Trying to really be patient, and we're going to get a timeout here for Coach Milton Barnes. Trying to get their offense underway. We're more than halfway through this first quarter. They just haven't been able to do much.
No, it's been a really defensive stand. We've only had two three-pointers go up right now. Hasn't been a whole lot of shots taken. It's been both offenses trying to be patient to find that right shot. We've only seen one time where there's really a shot taken that it was somewhat questionable. But, yeah, they're really good at moving the ball around. They're trying penetration. They're trying to get it to the big man down low. So, it's, yeah, really good, patient basketball here on offense tonight on both sides.
Yeah, and credit to Chelsea's defense as well. As patient as Jackson has been, Chelsea just really – they've got a guy all over the place. It seems like anytime Jackson's trying to set these screens and trying to get somebody open.
I just feel like Chelsea's being a little more aggressive down low.
Out of the 30-second timeout, Jackson has the ball. 6-0 lead for Chelsea. Down low for Pierce, and he's able to lay it up and in.
That look's been there, and they finally were able to connect on it. And I think that's going to be Jackson's game tonight, is that down low game.
That's their first bucket, 6-2 lead now for Chelsea as the Bulldogs move the ball around. Blanton on the right wing, back to the top of the key for McCallan on the left wing. Another three, that's short by Buck Allen and rebounded by Ross.
Yeah, your percentage is so much higher with the shorter, easier shots and the three-point. You just keep hitting those two-pointers and you'll be able to keep this close.
Yeah, what of a perimeter shooting for Chelsea so far. Of course, those are the only two makes. Substitution here as Lorenzo Rogers on for Trey Pierce for the Vikings. Inbound on the left side of the basket for Jackson. Ross into the far corner for Ramirez. Takes a couple dribbles there before passing back outside to Moore, and he's going to lose it. Stolen away by the Bulldogs.
Just lost handle on the pass. Found its way into Blue Jersey's hands.
Allen top of the key, kick outside. Allen gets it back, crossover, drives through the lane, tough floater, gets the bounce off the backboard.
That crossover got him to a spot in the key where there was not a defender and able to get the easy two.
8-2 advantage for the Bulldogs over the Vikings inside 2 minutes to go in this first quarter. Drummond has it, trying to go for the screen and roll pass tipped. It goes back to Drummond in the near corner. Now drives on the baseline, back to the mid-range. Jump shot, Rossin, that's nothing but net.
Drew him in, drew the defenders. When he drove in, you had a wide open jumper right there, right in the mid-range of the key. So easy shot, too.
Both these teams trying to settle in offensively. It's 8-4 for Chelsea. 90 seconds left in the first quarter. Driving on the baseline, fall away Jay for Blanton. That's off. A tough shot.
Tough shot. Fade away. Especially when they've shown good shot selection so far. I'm surprised he took that one.
Yeah, compared to what we've seen, as Drummond has it stolen away from behind. Now driving on the fast break. Layup off the mark. Can't get that one to go. And we got a whistle on the floor. It looks like it's going to be Jackson basketball. It's a good look at transition for Matusik.
You know, we had him settling in, doing really patient offense. All of a sudden, we had some quick action back and forth there.
Yeah, trying to get those quick shots up as we're in the final minute of the first quarter. Still 8-4 for Chelsea. Very low-scoring game as we've got Moore on the left wing. Drives. He stopped at the left elbow. Now a jump shot in the lane. In and out for the big man, Ryan Beauchamp.
Able to get free as he just kind of rolled off the defender there at the top of the key.
And we got a turnover on the other end. Chelsea, Buck Allen driving through the lane, trying to find his big man down low, but just couldn't get that handle. Matusik, it looked like, just kind of reached out and couldn't grab it.
Yeah, ball bounced off of the K on the padding underneath the hoop.
33 seconds left in the first. Jackson trailing by four. Left wing three. Rogers off the front iron. Rebound's going to be tipped down to Blanton. Chelsea up the floor. Blanton takes the screen, driving through the lane. Tough layup. No, but he is fouled, and he'll get two shots at the line.
Bounced around on the rim like it wanted to. Chelsea, when they're on offense, they've got this way of finding a way around their one-on-one defender, and when they do that, they get wide open in the key. He just had defenders crashing down on him, which prevented that one from going in, but he had a straight shot to the hoop.
It's rewarded with the two free throws there, and that'll be the first make this trip for Andrew Blanton. He's got four of the team's 9 points in this first quarter. At the line for one more. And he got it.
Boy, you just don't see cheerleaders too often in varsity basketball, do you? You don't. It brings a whole ambiance of the game together, you know?
The Friday night hoops that we enjoy here on 970 AM. 15 seconds left in the first quarter. Jackson trailing 10-4. They have the ball with Drummond at the top of the key. Now on the left for Rogers. Back up top for Moore. Drives through. Pull up at the free throw line. In and out. And the rebound lost out of bounds by Allen. And Jackson will get it with 0.4 seconds on the clock for the first quarter.
So many times that ball goes out of bounds just because it hit somebody's foot in a weird way.
Inbound shot at the buzzer. Just off the mark. He got it off in time. Berkeley Drummond. But just that quick release. Couldn't get it up. And
that would have been a heck of a shot if that went in.
Yeah.
That would have been a heck of a shot.
That would have been, and he was pretty close on it, but just couldn't get it to drop. So that'll do it for the first quarter of play. Jackson trailing Chelsea 10-4. We're back in 60 seconds. You've got Boys High School Hoops on WKHM.
Loading the kids in the car. Brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704, for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Jay High trailing behind Chelsea at the start of the second quarter. Connor Dockery with Mark W. Daly. It's 10-4 for Chelsea over Jackson. As we got a three-pointer in the corner. That's off the mark for Borcherding. Now for Jackson the other way. Marion Moore, swing it to the left wing for Pierce back outside. Still trying to be patient with their offense. Trayshawn Terrell, I beg your pardon. He's back outside for Moore. Now for Rogers. Still trying to swing it around in a traveling violation on Terrell.
It's in that weird spot of the game right now where Jackson's down. They're down by six, but the game's not getting away from them. They got to limit the damage and just do what they can. Which coach was it that says just chop wood? Right now is the time. Limit the damage and just slowly pick away at that lead.
Floater through the lane off the mark, but we do have another foul on the Vikings. So we got two more Chelsea. Oh, no, it's an offensive foul on Fortreding or Blanton. That's his second. Wow.
Second early in the game. I mean, it's only the second, but, I mean, we're just into the second quarter. So if he's one of your key guys, you got to think about protecting that and having him available for later on.
Vikings ball up the floor. Trayshawn Terrell at the top of the key, guarded by Allen. Dribbles off to the left. Now back to the top for Drummond. Jab step through the lane, pull up at the right elbow. That's a nice jump shot.
Nice shot. Took the jab step like he was going to drive it, pulled back, and just drained it.
Bit of a half-court press for Vikings as they get a floater on the other end. No put back, no, but a foul. We got two more Chelsea free throws on the way from Wyatt Matusik, it looks like.
There's no reason somebody should be underneath the basket going up and getting that rebound when they're on offense. You got to get a body on somebody. You got to block somebody out. That should be Jackson Ball right now.
We saw that was a big problem with the JV team just from the second half that we did see.
Oh, blunt honesty, they just quit. They just quit in that fourth quarter. You could see it.
First free throw is good. Second free throw is not for Matusik. It's 11-6 for Chelsea over Jackson. Quickly the other direction. Drive and kick back for Terrell. Back at the top of the key, they'll restart their offense. Going up against this man defense for Chelsea. Terrell back on the left wing for Drummond. Looking down low for Rodgers. Goes back out to the far corner. Down low, bounce pass for Pierce. Drives, kicks, Drummond, three. Off the mark. Rebound tip down to Chelsea.
That's like the third time Pierce has won the big man battle down low, and he kicks it out instead of driving into the hoop. Got to trust your skills, young man.
Beckett Booz has it. That was our mystery number three player from the first quarter as we have a drive, nearly a steal. Down low, reverse layup, no. Matusik, and he is fouled again. Matusik at the line for two more.
Jackson D's making it difficult for them when they get down low. But at the same time, they're making contact when they're going up for the shot. So that could put Jackson in foul trouble early.
Matusik at the line again. His first shot this time is in. That's going to be two for three at the line for him. Kywin Davis in for the Vikings. Matusik one more at the line. That's off. Two of four. 12-6 lead for Chelsea. 5:30 to go in this first half. Pass fake to the left, goes to the right for Terrell. Drives through the lane. Now a three-pointer in for Davis.
He was wide open. Coming off a pick, found himself wide open, took the shot. Good shot selection for the Vikings.
We'll see if that gives them a boost with their perimeter shooting. That's the first long ball for the Vikings. Now trailing 12-9. 5 minutes to go in the first half. Chelsea on the right wing with McCalla. Back up top for Borcherding. Now on the left for Booz. Dribbles now back to the top of the key. Trying to be more patient right here. Borcherding back to the top for McCalla. And another whistle right here. It's going to be a turnover.
I think he just lost his footing and slipped a little bit. Are they calling travel on that?
I didn't see the signal. I believe that's what it was.
Yeah. Well, it seemed like they really slowed down the pace right there. Much different pace that possession than we've seen previously from Chelsea.
Jackson with a three can tie this game up here in the second quarter as Terrell crosses over and turned over trying to find Davis on the left wing, but it slid through his fingertips out of bounds.
Out of bounds after it bounced off the striped shirt. Hey, it's a fast-paced game. You can't get out of the way every time.
Andrew Blanton, top of the key for Chelsea. Now swing pass to the left for McCalla. Top of the key now for Booz on the right wing. Takes a screen, step back three. Yes.
Well, he took a jab step, just dribbled to the left, and drained that nice shot. Nice stroke there for that young man.
That's his first bucket. Now a 15-9 lead for Chelsea as we got a block down low for Matusik against Drummond.
Drummond trying to ensure the bucket there.
Quickly the other way. Layup, no. Putback, yes for Matusik. Getting plays done on both sides.
Yeah, you're right. And he's getting up and getting the read, the offensive board without a body getting on him.
Now a 17-9 lead for Chelsea as the three-pointer on the right wing is too strong for Beauchamp. Chelsea, just like that, they're finding their stroke offensively, trying to push it to double digits as Plantin drives on the baseline. Jump shot off the heel, rebound tipped away, and Beauchamp has it.
This Chelsea bench, it's like every time that fadeaway goes up, they're standing up like expecting it to go in.
17-9 for Chelsea, 3:18 to go in the second quarter as we got the three-pointer on the left for Trey Pierce.
Trey, again, right in that same spot. You see that a lot with players. They find that comfortable spot where they like to shoot, and that's the second one he's drained beyond the arc right at that spot.
Not able to answer on the other end for Blanton, but the offensive rebound by Matusik again. Moving the ball around into the near side corner. Back outside for Booz. Drives through the lane. Defense collapses. Back outside on another drive. Booz, right wing three. Can he get another one? No, he can't. But the long rebound again for Blanton. He'll take the three. That's short as well. And finally, Jackson gets the board.
They got a really low completion percentage tonight.
Now through the lane, back outside for Davis. Takes a couple dribbles, now goes to the near side corner for Beauchamp, and then outside for Terrell. Back up top for Pierce. Now in the corner. Davis looking for Drummond down low, gets it to him, and the reaching foul committed by McCalla. Both players go tumbling.
That was a sweet little pass around the defender to get it to him. I was posting. It's a great big man battle that we're seeing. Aggressive. The refs are kind of letting them push back and forth with each other for position. And Drummond was just able to magically get that ball around the defender to the low man. That was a sweet pass.
Jackson inbounding on the left side of the basket. Both teams have two team fouls here. It's a five-point Chelsea lead, just over 2 minutes left in the first half as the pass from Drummond sails out of bounds as he tried to find Trey Pierce.
Yeah, went a little errant, but I like what I'm seeing down low from both these teams.
Very physical play for sure, and Jackson, again, even though they really haven't got their offensive going, they've been staying in it. As Booz has it on the right, takes the screen, roll down low for Matusik. He's going to be swatted away by Drummond. Goes out of bounds and stays right here with Chelsea Bulldogs.
Drummond's not the biggest kid on the floor, but I mean, right now it feels like he's winning the scrappiest award.
Yeah, he's been all over the place, especially defensively. He's been fun to watch tonight. As we got a drive on the baseline, now back around the perimeter. Ball flying all over the place for Chelsea. Nice crisp ball movement. Drive through the lane. Ooh, tough finish through the contact. Buck Allen.
That was some pretty hard contact in the air. Been able to get that one through.
Drummond, meanwhile, short on the jump shot, and it'll go out of bounds. So Chelsea going the other way, leading 19-12.
Yeah, shouldn't be calling air ball on that one. It went off somebody's hand and deflected the shot a little bit for Drummond.
Yeah, it did look tipped there. Final 90 seconds of the first half. Through the lane for Buck Allen. Now back outside for Borcherding. Layup in the lane. No, Matusik, another offensive rebound put back. Yes. Boy, he's killing Jackson on the glass.
At some point, you got to realize that he's getting the offensive boards. You got to put a body on him. Oh, number two just flopped a little bit.
I did see that, trying to accentuate the contact on the screen as Drummond drives cut off on the baseline, trying to pass it away, and he's going to be stolen away by Borcherding.
Yeah, he was surrounded by three blue jerseys. He had nothing to do with that ball.
Back up top for Blanton. Pass on the right, nearly stolen, but Booz keeps it. Spin move back outside for Blanton. 38 seconds of work with here for the Bulldogs, up 9 over Jackson.
Andre Cabana telling him to slow down and just go for one shot here.
And that's looks like what they'll do unless they get a quality look here as Blanton trying to get around Pierce. Now moves it to the left for Allen. Dribbles it near half court again to the far sideline. Final 15 seconds now of the second quarter. Guarded out there by Davis. Trying to drive around him. Double screen on the left. Picks up the dribble. Now on the right for Blanton. Dish down low from Matusik. Tough shot. No. Chelsea still keeping it. Final seconds. Can't get a shot up. And that'll do it for the first half. Chelsea,
wow.
Some of those late buckets, able to extend their lead to 9, 21-12, going into halftime.
That went by quick.
That was like
that
the fastest.
Went by really quick. Early start, quick first half. Wow.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Very quick. And no, really, besides that 1:30-second timeout, no timeouts really either. So
right.
It's been flying by here. So we're going to step aside for just a moment. And when we come back, Connor Dockery, Mark W. Daly, we're going to break down what we saw in that first half between Jackson and Chelsea. Again, Chelsea leading 21-12 over the Vikings. We're coming back in 3 minutes here on WKHM.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson's only Carrier factory authorized service dealer. 787-6984.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
This is Jamie.
And I'm Emily.
And we're from Avenue Auto.
Hey, Emily.
Yeah?
Last night, I dreamt that I was a muffler.
Then what happened?
I woke up exhausted.
Okay. Our jokes may be bad, but our selection of vehicles are exactly what you're looking for.
Avenue Auto on West Michigan Avenue, the pathway to Jackson's top pre-owned vehicles. Featuring vehicles ranging from $5,000 to $15,000. No money for a down payment? Inquire about their zero down program. Avenue Auto, family owned, treating you well for 30 years.
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the ALRO team. ALRO Steel and ALRO Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At ALRO, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
Winter is approaching and the snow is falling. Don't be outside in the cold shoveling and snow blowing or risk injury from moving wet, heavy snow or slipping on ice. Call Wolverine Seal Coating instead for snow removal. Wolverine Seal Coating can do commercial and residential snow removal for your place of business or home. Wolverine Seal Coating can provide you with snow removal and salt your parking lot or driveway. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your snow removal. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
21-12, halftime score, Chelsea leading the Jackson Vikings so far. As we want to give a quick shout out to some of our sponsors making tonight's coverage possible here on 970 AM. Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and AC, AeroQuip Credit Union, Tom Coffey Softwater, Grimes Plumbing, and Performance Automotive Northwest. So it was a very low, really overall low-scoring game, but the first quarter was really rough for both these teams to get going. 10-4 edge for Chelsea over Jackson in that first quarter, and then just 11-8 in that second quarter as both teams try to get their offenses going. But Jackson, it's been a struggle for them boxing out.
Yeah, it's been a struggle for them on defense. Big guys down low for Chelsea have just been able to go up, get that ball, and at least try the putback at will. And they've been able to get a few fouls that way as well. So definitely one of the things that coach for Jackson, Milton Barnes, needs, that conversation that they need to have in the locker room, is get a body on somebody. That's just basic basketball. Get a body on somebody, box out. We'd probably be looking at quite a bit of a different score right now if they were reducing those offensive boards for Chelsea.
Well, and it's pretty much single-handedly just one guy. It's Wyatt Matusik. I feel like he's gotten every single offensive board for Chelsea underneath the basket, and it's, I don't know if the, you know, I think he's just that good of a rebounder that he knows the position to be in on, you know, when his team gets a shot up, he just knows the right angle to be in. He's beating Jackson to those spots. Like, he's getting into position as if he's the one on the defensive side trying to box out, but he's beating Jackson to those spots. He's carving out some nice space for himself, and he's keeping a lot of these possessions alive. We've already had a couple of possessions where Chelsea's had, you know, 3-4 shots.
Yeah, there's some truth to that. Those who like to rebound, Dennis Rodman was really good at it. You kind of studied the angles. You know where the ball's going to go. But he's not the only one watching the ball go up and hitting the rim. Jackson has to be able to be conscious of that, too. Know where their man is and put a body on him.
Go through some of the point totals here for Chelsea. Leading scorer is Buck Allen. He's got 7 points. Wyatt Matusik, meanwhile, he's coming in with 6. Andrew Blanton with 5. And then Beckett Booz nailing a triple there. He's got 3. Meanwhile, on the other side for Jay High, 5 points from Trey Pierce, 3 from Kylan Davis, and then 2 each from Jaden Ross and then Berkeley Drummond. So I think we started to see Jackson really settle in offensively in that second quarter, but they still need a little bit more. Started to get a little bit sloppy with the turnovers as well.
Basketball is a game of rhythm. It's a game of streaks. You know, we talked about that in the pregame show with the win-loss record. And I just feel like we haven't had any type of rhythm here. We haven't had, I mean, neither one of these teams, they've been trying. Just when we feel like they're going to get a little something going, it gets disrupted. Neither one of these teams on offense have been able to find their rhythm. We're seeing that in the score. 21-12 is a pretty low-scoring game for high school basketball.
This is like a first-quarter score.
It's like a JV score or a girls' basketball score. I mean, that's not a disrespect at all. It's just the nature of the game here.
Yeah.
It's a low-scoring game right now just because these teams, they haven't been able to find their stroke.
Yeah, and not a particularly pretty game, might I add. Yeah, just really choppy. And, yeah, we'll see in the second half if the offense picks up.
If you're looking for a game of finesse, no, it's not pretty. I like a good, strong, physical, down-low game. And we're seeing that here tonight.
Oh, yeah.
We're seeing the bodies fight underneath, and that's fun.
And the officials letting some contact go as well, which they have been consistent, which is good. You want to let some whistles go, at least make sure it's both times. Yeah.
Yeah, let them play. They all can't be Patrick Mahomes.
There we go. Yeah, getting a whistle blown when the guy's 5 feet away from you. All right, so
I'm sorry. I'm supposed to keep my opinion to myself, aren't I?
That's fair, but that's a valid opinion. I will say that. Another shout to some of our sponsors here: Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Wilby Transit Mix, and Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning. Again, halftime score 21-12, Chelsea over Jackson. When we come back, we got the second half of action. Coming up in 2 minutes right here on WKHM.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter can be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location. Also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Second half now underway for our Friday night hoops action. Jackson Vikings and Chelsea Bulldogs. Quick three out of the break from Beckett Booz makes it 24-12 for Chelsea.
Well, yeah, you put yourself some separation from your opponent right out of the gates coming out of halftime. Doubling up the score. That was a big bucket for Chelsea.
That's the first double-digit lead of the game as well as Chelsea. They've led wire to wire in this one, Jackson. They have not led at all in this one as Chelsea with the ball now after a missed three on the other end by Trey Pierce, and Chelsea then turns it right back over.
Well, when you have a low-scoring affair like we do, a double-digit lead's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, Jackson, they really got to get their offense going. If they want to chip away, just chop that wood, as you mentioned, as Drummond pull up on the baseline for a long two. No rebound, going to be a foul. Looks like we might be getting some free throws here for Jaden Ramirez.
Yeah, Jackson trying to get their own offensive board and put that back up. Giving Chelsea a taste of their own medicine there.
First two free throws of the game for the Vikings. Jaden Ramirez shooting these and he's got the first one.
Any bucket right now that Jackson can get, it's going to be huge. You know, with points coming at a slower pace, it's going to be harder to catch back up. So you got to get them and take advantage of it when you get to the freebies like this.
And take advantage he does. Jaden Ramirez knocking both down, and it's a 10-point Chelsea lead now. 1 minute into the third quarter. Up the floor with Andrew Blanton. Now off to the left wing for Booz. Drives, kicks back outside for Blanton. And now a handoff for Bortredick. Now for Booz through the lane. Quick floater. No. Rebounded by Ross.
Did a little cut up towards the key and back around off of the defender. Able to find himself open. Quick lane to the hoop. But as soon as he got there, he just real quick flip up and didn't get a good shot off.
And now a travel. A little bit of a stutter step there for Ross before putting the ball on the floor. So that's another Jackson turnover. Chelsea going the other direction. Moore trying to pressure Blanton up the floor. As Blanton drives through the lane, pump fake on the low block, back outside, long two off the mark for Borcherding.
Jackson pushing. Jackson moving a little bit quicker up the court in this possession.
Trying to play with more energy as Ross has it. Steps in for a mid-range J. That's off the mark. Rebound by our guy Matusik.
He's gotten a lot of boards tonight.
Feels like he's got to be in double digits by now as we got a three-pointer on the left wing. In and out for Allen. Wow, that one wanted to drop, but it didn't.
It wanted to go in. It did the toilet bowl.
Still a 10-point Chelsea lead up and under for Drummond. That one might have been blocked as we got the board from Borcherding.
It did go in, but that was a nice, sweet move by Drummond.
Got to try to get more looks like that. They want to try to chip in. Blanton, top of the key. He's pressured by Ramirez as he'll swing it back up top with Allen. Trying to get the floater at the free throw line, but a foul committed by Pierce, and I think that's probably going to be a non-shooting foul.
Oh, they're lining up.
Okay.
Like, they are going to shoot. No, he was passing. Oh, no, but it's coming down low.
They are going to fix it. Yeah, I thought I saw the official motioning when that was called. So, an inbound on the right side of the basket for Borcherding. Now on the right baseline for Blanton. Step back. Defender falls. That's a mid-range J in for Blanton.
Amarion Moore didn't fall. That was a flop.
That was a little bit of a flop. Didn't get it, especially in a game where they've been letting some contact go. That's not the time to do that, as we got a three-pointer straight away. That's off left for Moore. And it's 26-14. Chelsea up the floor. 5 minutes left, and now we got a blocking foul on Drummond.
Well, you know, when your feet aren't set, they're going to call that every time. It was away from the ball. Really, the two just had their feet kind of tangled up. But Drummond got the call on that one.
It's pretty rare that you see a blocking call off the ball, but Blanton gets the inbound, and he's going to be hammered from behind by Moore, and here comes two Chelsea free throws.
Marian Moore got some air on that one, but he also got a good chunk of his back.
Give another shout to some of our sponsors here on WKHM. County National Bank, Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, and Phelps Towing. Thank you for making tonight's coverage possible. The first free throw is off from Blanton.
It hit the front, it hit the back of the rim, and then it hit the floor. Couldn't even find its way through.
A couple substitutions here. Lorenzo Rogers on for Jay High. Maybe ball. Buck Allen back on after a quick substitute. I beg your pardon, it was actually Wyatt Sizzler on for Chelsea as the second free throw in for Blanton. He's got eight. Drummond swinging around the perimeter now for Ramirez in the corner. Swings it back to the other corner way too high, and that's another turnover.
Yeah, he looked like Jared Goff that last week. It was just a little high, a little out of reach.
I think...
It's a second football reference. I'll pull back on that. That's still a little raw for everybody.
I was going to say, that was your last broadcast that you've done with our our last Hanover game that we did, Leslie and Hanover. Yeah. The postseason game with Hanover, but regardless, it has been quite some time. You'll get a pass for it. Chelsea at the top of the key. Another foul called, this time on Ramirez. The foul's really starting to rack up on Jay High, already four this quarter. So one away from putting Chelsea in the bonus.
Yeah, pretty early in the third for that to be happening.
About 4 minutes in to this quarter. Chelsea leading by 13, and we got another bump from Trey Pierce. We got bonus free throws coming up.
Well, you know, they were letting them be aggressive when they were just bumping bodies down low. Now the fouls are getting to be a little bit more harsh, and the refs are going to call that every time.
Samuel Borcherding at the line for two. Too strong on the first one. But he will get one more try. And no on the second, the old toilet bowl, but it didn't fall this time. As Drummond brings the ball up the floor for the Vikings. Screen on the right, he goes left. Now into the corner for Ramirez and around the perimeter. On the cut for Ramirez, he's able to score on the low block.
Oh, he came, he just made that cut so quick, so clean. No one saw him and able to just get the ball, turn around, put it up, uncontested.
And that's the ball movement that Jackson needs more of as they trail now by 11. Chelsea had the ball tipped out of bounds. They keep it. Blanton through the lane. Nice reverse layup. Couldn't finish. And the ball's out of bounds by Matusik as he tried to save it.
Going to be Jackson ball on this one. But, yeah, got to see a little bit more of that aggressiveness from Chelsea on that possession.
Jay High up the floor so far. It is a 6-4. Third quarter in favor of Chelsea. Jackson just getting a little bit more struggling on offense, specifically turnovers, as Rogers drives through the lane back outside for Pierce. And now for Ramirez and Drummond in the far side corner. Dribbles had it stripped before he picks it back up. Give and go, gets it in the corner. Drummond three, bounce, no. Rebound for Drummond, and the whistle is blown on that rebound. I believe that's going to be against Sizzler.
Yeah, it was number zero, Trey Pierce, just being a beast down low. There were two blue jerseys on the floor He was posting up hard, trying to make a move towards the hoop.
William McCowell and Beckett Booz on the floor for the Chelsea Bulldogs as they run their play to inbound this one. Down low, jump shot on the block, too strong for Ross. And here come the Bulldogs the other way. Up by 11 against Jay High. 3 minutes left in the third. Booz jumps up the free throw line. No. And Matusik, another offensive rebound chance, but it's stripped away.
Well, he was the only blue jersey among four white ones that time.
It's going to be a foul on the other end for Jaden Ross. He's going to get two free throws. That one against Matusik, his first. And now Jaden Ross at the line. And as you mentioned, just got to keep getting to the free throw line and slowing the game down and got to take advantage of these freebies as Jackson tries to get back into this one.
Yeah, well, what they're doing, the pace isn't working for them right now, so you got to try something different. Drains it.
He's now got three for the Vikings. Taking his time on his second free throw. Can cut it to single digits. And he does. Now a 9-point game in favor of Chelsea. Full court pressure now for the Vikings. And timeout called by Coach Cabana for the Bulldogs. They're going to talk this over. 2:46 to go in the third quarter. 27-18. We're back in 30 seconds on WKHM.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Full court press out of the timeout for the Vikings, trailing Chelsea 27-18, 2:43 to go in the third quarter as Matusik down low. Good defensive recovery by Ross, able to come in and get that missed shot influence there as Jackson's moving the ball around, three in the corner. That's short for Rogers. Now Chelsea the other way. Booz kicks it outside to McCalla. And then for Blanton. Back for Booz. Gets the screen. Cut to the basket. Layup. No, but he is fouled, and he'll get two shots.
Yeah, I didn't see what the foul was on that one. I was looking at another part of this. I like to see what's going on away from where the ball is. And so I was watching down low, and all of a sudden, he just kind of came out of nowhere to try to lay that up.
Able to get that nice screen and able to get that driving lane as he does not make the first free throw. That last foul, by the way, was the third on Ramirez. So he's starting to rack up those fouls. But he's staying the game for now.
And you got to take advantage of these free throws while you're there.
He does make the second one. He's got seven now. 28-18 lead for Chelsea. Have very low-scoring games still with 2:05 to go in the third. Ramirez on the left wing, back up top for Ross. Stopped at the free throw line, back to the left wing for Rogers. Behind his back, spin, picks it up now for Ramirez up top. Drives on the right, back outside. Ross pull up at the free throw line, and that's another good jumper.
That was a good contested three, too. Defender was right in his face when he was able to get that one up. Nice stroke to get that in.
Chelsea's lead cut to 8 on that one. 90 seconds left in the quarter as Booz can't get the open three to go in the near corner. It's an open look. Critical possession here for Jackson. Got to try to score on this one. Cut into those deficit as we got a turnover. Rogers just lost it. Kind of just slid out of his hands.
Hand got in there to kind of poke it loose. It just took a weird bounce. Went way up in the air before it found its way out of bounds.
Yeah, it kind of came up like up behind him.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting there as more full court pressure for Jackson, but Chelsea able to get it down the floor quickly, and a nice score for Matusik on the dime from Blanton.
Second time he found himself down low, uncontested, and this time he took his time, got his feed set, got the shot up right instead of trying to hurry it.
Lead back to 10 for Chelsea, 55 seconds left in the third quarter. Ramirez pull up on the baseline. That's too strong. Rebound for Blanton. And an outlet pass up ahead to Booz, and that's a fast break score on the layup.
Nice little finger roll to get that thing in.
Chelsea trying to play faster, which is weird to see fast break scores in this game. With all the defense and stuff, just been a very slow game. Both teams very patient, but Chelsea taking advantage. 30 seconds left, another mid-range J. That's off for Ross, and another rebound for Booz.
Well, they're just taking advantage of Jackson not getting back. Yeah, they, as soon as they get possession, one of those little guys are just running right on down, and they just feed it to them when they're open because Jackson's not getting back.
And a lot of jump shots for Jackson, too. It feels like
they're just throwing them up right now. They're not looking for a great shot.
Yeah, they're really getting out of their offensive rhythm as they're trying to trap a little bit more defensively. Down low for Matusik, and he scores with the nice contest right at the quarter buzzer. Matusik now with 10, and Chelsea's going into the fourth quarter up 34-20.
He's just making a career out of finding the spot down low, not getting defended, and they're just feeding the ball to him, and he just goes up with it.
Fourth quarter coming up next, 34-20 lead for Chelsea. We're back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership up.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit blueoxcu.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Final quarter of play between the Vikings and the Bulldogs. Chelsea leading Jackson 34-20 here on WKHM. The floater in the lane. No by Ramirez. Gets his own rebound. Put back. No, but there is a foul before that shot. It's going to be against Borcherding.
Yeah, it's not going to be a shooting foul either. Kind of thought it should have been.
Trying to execute their play. They got to get back to attacking the rim and getting some nice drives here. Again, the end of that third quarter felt like they were settling into a lot of jump shots, contested ones at that.
Yeah, earlier in the game, they're doing some great ball movement, had some open looks. Early in the second half, they were finding some open guys off a cut down low.
Ooh, and the pass intercepted by Booz, and he's just going to go all the way. No on the layup, but the putback up and in by Buck Allen to clean up that mess.
Well, he had three of his guys trailing him, and there wasn't a white jersey in the area at all. He was able to get that and put it right back up.
Yeah, Chelsea just hustling on that fast break more than Jai was to get back.
Trailers are so important when you're running fast break.
And the pass tipped out of bounds, and it's going to be Chelsea ball. Drummond couldn't handle that one down low. Chelsea trying to really put the vice grip down on this one, leading 36-20 now in the fourth quarter. Yes, that score is correct, just 36-20. This is like a halftime score as the pass is intercepted by Amarian Moore. Now down low for Rodgers, who lays it up and in.
Way to use your trailer. When you are on a fast break situation, the defense is going to clamp down on the ball. You're always going to have a wide open guy when you're doing fast break.
Blanton floater on the baseline in. He's now got 10, two Bulldogs in double-digit scoring. 38-22 now. Jai moving the ball around. Now into the near side corner, back up top for Ramirez. Cuts back. Now up top for Ross. Now in the near corner for Drummond. Wide open three in, but there is a foul before the shot. It's not going to count. And it looks like it's a off-ball foul on Jackson. It's going to be the fourth on Ramirez. Wow.
And Jackson bringing a full court press now. Well, they got to do something. They got to stop the bleeding somehow.
Yeah. Got to try to get steals. Got to get those scores because, I mean, with how patient Chelsea's been, they're just going to keep melting away the clock on each one of their possessions. They're going to keep getting these good looks.
Well, you never see defensive games anymore.
Right?
This is...
Yeah, so a good defensive game for Jackson, but they just their offense has not been able to solve the defense of Chelsea. Now Booze at the top of the key on the cut. Back outside, corner three is in for Buck Allen.
Oh, that ball was on its way out of bounds, and he went to go save it and just throw it right to him open in the corner and drains it.
Chelsea pulling away. It's a 19-point lead with 5:30 to go in this one. Rodgers through the lane, lost it. It's going to be stolen away by Buck Allen. Coast to coast for Booz in the corner. Wide open three. That's too strong. And the rebound is going to be tipped out of bounds right to us. And it'll be Jackson ball.
That's as close as you can get to the competition. Seriously, I'm surprised we're not picking our table up off the floor right now. That was...
You did make a comment before we went on the air, too, so that with based on where our table, we're kind of tucked away in the corner next to the Chelsea bench, so that's kind of a prime area for something like that to happen, like a loose ball, players diving after it. Thankfully, we didn't have players coming at us that time.
That's just how we get new equipment.
There we go. Broadcast at your own risk as ball lost out of bounds by Kylan Davis, and that's another J-High turnover.
Wow. Full. Oh, they're bringing that full court press, too.
Chelsea able to beat it again, just able to move up the floor with some good passing and ball handling as we've got a timeout call on the floor by Coach Andrea Cabana. So we will step aside. 4:46 to go in this one. 19-point Chelsea lead. We're back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
41-22, Chelsea over Jay High, about 4.5 to go in this second half as looks like Jackson committing another foul. It's Jaden Ramirez. Five personal fouls. He is done for the rest of this one. And
wow.
That lands Beckett Booz to the line.
Well, Chelsea, it felt like for a while there, Chelsea was just trying to do that. We're just going to pass it around, play keep away. But then they found a quick lane and just got hammered as he went up for the layup. But I was getting the feel there with 4.5 to go with the lead that they had. Just already playing keep away in this low-scoring affair.
Yeah, and just start melting away that clock. Keep playing that good defense. But first free throw in by Booz. He's the fourth Bulldog in double-digit scoring. As a matter of fact, only four different guys have gotten in the scoring column. And he gets both free throws. He's now up to 11. 21-point lead. Chelsea just exploding. They've picked a good quarter to really find their offensive touch. as Jackson moving the ball around. Beauchamp now trying to find his guy on the baseline, but the ball is going to be kicked out of bounds.
Yeah, a lot can happen in four-plus minutes. But we just, you know, outside of like early in that first half, we just haven't seen that spark from the J-High offense. You got to get something going right now.
Drummond gets the inbound in the near corner, drives to the left elbow. Looking for his teammate outside now around the perimeter for Beauchamp. Now in the far corner for Davis. Couple dribbles. Now for Pierce up top, and Drummond in the right corner. Takes the three, makes the three.
Get a little spark. There it is. And they're still pressing. Still pressing.
Got to get these turnovers. Got to get these stops. Stop, then score. Chelsea cannot continue to score at the rate that they have been. If Jackson wants to chip away at this last 3:38, trailing by 18. Now through the lane for Borcherding. Now back outside for Blanton. He's going to be fouled before the shot.
Well, yeah, he just... Okay, I'll throw it up as I'm falling down. I'll see if I can get to the line. He was already... He was committed to gravity at that point.
Chelsea again thinking that that was going to be free throws. They lined up like it was going to be free throws, but no, they got to inbound it. Kibi Ichesko into the game as well as Gavin Bush. Dish down low for Matusik, and there's going to be a jump ball called as he tried to go up with it. It is going to stay with Chelsea, but good hands there for Drummond.
That was, again, good aggressive play, and Jackson doing what they can to deny them down low.
In for the Bulldogs up at the left wing. Now in the corner, driving through, and a travel call on the left elbow for Bush. Just too many steps.
He just dragged that pivot foot a little bit. He's trying to find someone he can get the ball to. Just he picked it up way too early.
43-26 lead for Chelsea. Now through the lane for Jackson. Davis in the corner. Back outside for Pierce. Through the lane, has it stripped, but that's going to be a Chelsea foul. Jackson will inbound on the baseline after that was called on Gavin Bush.
Hopefully Jackson can draw a little something up here to get a quick bucket and then get right back to that. What they're trying to do, that lockdown full court press, cause turnovers.
3:04 to go in this one as Jackson inbounds up top for Beauchamp. Now down low, up, and count that one in the foul for Amarion Moore.
Little spark the J-High needs right now. Make that a three-point play.
Just got to keep chipping away. Get those buckets like that. Got to convert this and one opportunity. You never know. And he got it. Got 3 points the old-fashioned way. And Chelsea's lead cut to 14 inside 3 minutes left. Still keeping up the full court pressure. But that's going to be beaten by Sisler. Down low, blocked by Pierce.
Good way to get up in the air. Get that hand in the way. Disrupt that shot.
Pierce has it. Takes the left wing three. That's too strong. Rebound loose. And it'll be out of bounds. Last touched by the Bulldogs. Couple Bulldogs in, Buck Allen and Beckett Booz back in.
All of a sudden, ball's bouncing Jackson's way.
Got to keep executing. 2:36 to go in this one.
Yeah, they got some work to do for sure.
Couple back screens trying to inbound on the left side of the basket. Down low, Pierce not able to score, but the rebound tipped out to Beauchamp. And J-High will have another chance. Drummond drives through back in the left corner. Looking to lob it down low, Pierce, and he scores in traffic.
Good, strong move in the key, forcing, imposing his will to get that 2 points.
Bounce pass in, and there's going to be a timeout called by Coach Cabana.
Well, you were just up by 20. Now you're up by 12. You get a sense of the momentum of this game. You call a timeout to disrupt that.
We're going to be back in 30 seconds here. It's a 12-point Chelsea lead, 2:12 to go in this one on WKHM.
When the unexpected happens out on the road, give Phelps Towing a call at 764-1921 to get you back on track. Phelps Towing has been servicing the Jackson area for more than 40 years and has built a reputation based on dependability and honesty. We offer all types of services, from vehicle lockouts to light and heavy equipment relocation, from flat tire changes to jump starts and even motorcycle hauling. Call the team with the yellow trucks in your time of need, and we'll be there to provide the service you deserve. Phelps Towing in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
2:12 left in this one, 43-31 lead for Chelsea. Jackson, however, coming up quick in the rearview mirror as Chelsea turns it over against that full court press,
causing enough chaos just so they couldn't figure out which way the ball was going. They threw it to a spot where there wasn't a blue jersey.
Jai going the other way. Stopped and scored. Name of the game. Got to get a bucket here. As Moore has it on the left wing. Took it down low for Pierce. Gets it to him in the corner now for Drummond. Cuts back through the lane. Spin move on the baseline for Beauchamp. Back outside for Drummond on the left wing. And then up top for Moore. Back around the perimeter. 1:38 to go in this one. Got to get a shot up. Davis near corner. Moore three. Too strong. Offensive rebound. Beauchamp fall away. Jay in after taking several bounces.
Rattled around, causing a little more drama than what we need right now.
10-point lead for Chelsea now. Final 1:20 left in this one.
Jackson needs a quick stop. They need a quick stop and just keep doing what they're doing on the other side.
Might want to think about fouling here as Chelsea looks like they're going to try to hold on to it with Andrew Blanton at the top of the key. Now on the near side. Oh, yeah, he had an open lane. He's going to pass it back out. Got a foul now. Chelsea still just hanging on to it, just melting these seconds off the clock. Now 50 seconds left in this one. Jackson's got a foul. Get some contact on there. Time's just still ticking. Pass still moving the ball around, and finally looks like the timeout is going to be called on the floor. 43 seconds.
You got 10 points to make up. You got to get the ball in your hands. Yeah. They got to foul, like you said. They got to grab some hands. They got to grab the jersey. They got to do what they can do to stop the play. Hope for a miss at the free throw line.
Yeah, they just took way too long to.
Well, they're not in the bonus yet, so they're not going to be going to the free throw line. They got fouls to give.
Yeah, so that's why I'm also surprised. Like, why didn't they start that right when Chelsea got that ball?
Mm-hmm.
As they should have started fouling right there, sent him to the line. They haven't really been great at the line tonight.
Nobody has.
Yeah,
nobody
that's
has.
The valid
right?
point there, but they needed a foul right there quickly. Jackson on a big time run here as Chelsea just led by 21. Not too long ago.
It's been a defensive struggle. You see YMCA fourth grade games with higher scores.
Yeah, 43 seconds left. It's 43-32 in favor of Chelsea. But Jai High, they got to find a way to get these points. Got a foul first. Inbound to the backcourt for Blanton. And now the foul is going to be committed by Moore. His third. They will have to foul one more time, to your point, to get them in the bonus.
This is going to be the longest 40 seconds of your life.
Inbound to Blanton in the backcourt. Jackson will wait to foul him until he gets it in the front court, and he does. Dish wide open down low, and the foul for Borcherding. I say you got a foul, but that's not the time
to do it. That's not the time to do it. They needed a foul as soon as he crossed the half court line. And to get somebody just forgot about number four all by himself down here with his grill in his tent.
Yeah, that's unfortunately looks to be the nail in the coffin right there, a play like that. As he gets the and one free throw, it's a 14-point Chelsea lead with 25 seconds left. Davis down low, back outside, 3-4. Moore, no good. Rebound put back, yes, for Beauchamp.
Beauchamp's just being a beast down low. Flat out being a beast down low. He's made a living tonight getting points off of missed threes.
Yeah, they could have used his rebounding abilities a little bit earlier when Wyatt Matusik from Chelsea was really dominating on the glass. Got a timeout on the floor here. 18 seconds left in this one. We'll leave it right here. 46-34 lead for Chelsea, but it's just unfortunate. Jay High, right when they finally get clicking offensively, it unfortunately comes at a time where it's too little too late.
I mean, a lot of things can happen, but you're down 12 here with 18 seconds to go. It's going to be really tough. But, you know, if you're in that huddle with your kids, you're not telling them that. You're telling them, keep the intensity up. Force the turnover. Foul. Shoot the three.
Got to play till that final buzzer as the inbound immediately followed by a foul here for Chelsea, for Jay. I believe that was actually poked out of bounds.
Poked out of bounds, yeah.
Chelsea will inbound here. Inbound to Booze and immediately fouled by Pierce.
They only lost 2 seconds off the clock.
That's what they got to do. Pretty much foul, hope for a couple misses, go down three-pointer immediately, foul, miss,
well,
three-pointer.
Chelsea's not putting anybody at the line, so you can get the rebound. They're just keeping their defense down there.
And the first free throw off the mark for Booze. Gets one more try. And both of them are off the mark. Got to be quick. 12 seconds left. Down 12 in the corner. Drummond, three. No. Rebound for Chelsea. Loose. Trying to play keep away now in the backcourt. And the final seconds will slip away on us. And that will do it. 46-34 is the final score. Chelsea taking down the Jackson Vikings on this Friday evening.
Yeah, boy, it's one of those things. When we first were watching this in the first quarter, we thought we were going to have a pretty tight one all the way through, and then Jackson lost their footing for a good chunk of that second half until like the last minute or so, where they found that fire again to at least make it a little bit competitive. But young team, it's a young Jackson team, and knowing what we have on the product that's on the floor tonight, when you're starting mostly sophomores at the varsity level, boy, this team's going to be something to watch. In 2 years, when they're all seniors and they have all that varsity experience, this team is going to be something to watch.
Yeah, especially with some of that defense that they played in this one.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to continue the post-game wrap-up here in just a moment. Once again, Chelsea defeating Jackson 46-34. We're going to continue our post-game wrap-up here in 2 minutes on WKHM.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit blueoxcu.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork,
leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Chelsea went on an offensive flurry between the third and fourth quarters. Jay made a late push, but unfortunately too little too late, falling to the Chelsea Bulldogs 46-34. And it was a defensive battle really from start to finish.
Well, yeah, when you say offensive flurry, when we have 46 as our final score here. But, I mean, that's kind of what it was, because we were, what, 20?
Yeah.
At the end of the first, somewhere in there. So, yeah, they found their stroke there for a little bit and got just enough ahead before they clamped down and just started chewing up clock.
Yeah, and just, again, it was just really rough initially, but Chelsea's still in that first half. 21-12 lead at halftime, still able to make a little bit more offensive plays than Jackson, but just it just seems like it wasn't until late in that fourth quarter that Jackson really got their offense going. It took them way too long in this one to get their offense going.
It was a little too late at that point. It was a little too late, but we could see, just get a little sense, you know, a little taste of what the Vikings are capable of here. So, but it's a young squad.
Yeah.
It's a young squad. That's a lot of kids on that, you know, any other program, they're playing JV ball right now, you know?
Yeah.
So you got a lot of these sophomores starting at the varsity level. But, I mean, that's floor time. That's valuable experience for these kids.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, just you could see kind of the flashes at some points, both ends of the floor with a lot of these kids. So, you know, in the next year or two, then this should be a really good Jackson Vikings team as they continue to learn.
Trey Pierce, he's going to be a beast next year. And, of course, Drummond.
Yeah,
Berkeley
sophomore.
Drummond, sophomore.
Ramirez, sophomore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, but, you know, Drummond's going to be the general of this offense
in a
couple years.
Yeah, and he was making some of those good plays on both sides of the floor that we saw tonight. So, future looks bright for this Jackson Vikings squad. As we go through some of the final stats here, Chelsea Bulldogs had four players finish in double digits, led by Buck Allen's 12 points. They also got 11 from Beckett Booz, 10 each from Wyatt Matusik, and a ton of rebounds. And Andrew Blanton, also 3 points there at the very end for Samuel Borcherding. And for Jackson Vikings, led by Trey Pierce's 7 points, 6 from Jaden Ross, 5 from Berkeley Drummond, 4 each for Jaden Ramirez and Ryan Beauchamp, 3 for Kylan Davis and Amarion Moore, and 2 for Lorenzo Rogers. So, again, just Chelsea able to win that defensive battle, get their offense clicking. And once it was up 21 at that point with about 5.5 left in this one, you knew it was going to be pretty tough to come back from it. But at least Jackson, they fought till the very end.
They did fight. There's, as you know, somebody who loves this sport, that's what you want to see in your team. You want to see that fire in the belly. And kind of like unlike the JV team. There was no quit. There was no quit in this varsity squad. They were fighting right until the end. And that's fun to see. Even when you get the sense that it's out of reach, still possible, but you know what I mean. But no quit. When those threes are going up, coming off the other side, they were fighting for the rebounds, putting them back up. They were scrappy on defense, maybe a little more fouls than you want to see, but they were just making life difficult for Chelsea. And the score reflected that. They limited him to 46 points tonight.
Yeah.
So it's a good, scrappy team on defense, and they were fighting hard on offense tonight.
So, yeah, as you mentioned, future bright for this Jackson Vikings squad, but it is Chelsea that takes the win tonight, 46-34, improving to 9-5 on the season. They win their third game in a row. Meanwhile, for Jay High, they lose their second game in a row. They drop down to 6-8 overall on the season. Give another shout out to some of our sponsors making tonight's coverage possible: Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Fuller's ChemDry, and Jenkins Insurance Agency and Farm Bureau. That'll do it for tonight's game. On Wednesday, Jackson will be taking on a very tough Tecumseh squad on the road. Yeah, number one in the league. So
they're going to be playing down there in the jungle. That is not. No, that's what they call the gym. That's what they call the gym. They call it the jungle.
Yeah.
That is not an easy place to go in and get a W. It's going to be a hard game for the Vikings next week.
Yeah, so if they play some of the defense like they did tonight and they put together some good plays on offense, they should be able to give them a run. Try to knock off Tecumseh. Last I saw, they were 3-0 in the league, so got to give them their first league loss potentially there on the road. As again, that'll be their next contest on Wednesday. For Mark W. Daly, as well as Kira Rombeyer back in the studio, my name is Connor Dockery. Thanks for tuning into this presentation of high school basketball on WKHM.
Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey's Soft Water, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Drive.